Weather changes. Today I had a story that the Europeans now know that there are some ocean waves, for example, hundreds of feet high.
Yes.
That's scary. What do you see in the terms of global weather?
Well, see, the global weather, I think we're going to have all kinds of not only volcanic eruptions, but I think we're going to have a swarm of hurricanes. Of course, that's about 2028. We're going to have the topography will change in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii. That's going to be due to seismographic and volcanic activity. I think that, and then the volcanic activity about 2030s is going to be flooding in the tidal waves in Australia and Tanzania. I think we're just going to see an awful lot of this because, you see, when the Earth tips, then that's what happens.
Do you see California getting inundated with ocean water?
Yeah, but I'm, you know, honestly, I'm more concerned about the East Coast, too, and Japan just getting inundated.
And, again, I'm going to put you to a date.
Yeah, no, I think that that's going to happen around 2019.
2019.
Yeah.
Teresa from San Diego wants to know if our Olympic athletes will be safe over in Athens.
Yes, they will be.
No problems there?
No. I don't think, and I don't want to be mean, but I don't think that their security is as great in Greece, and that's why I'm glad that there's a lot of other people that are going to be going over there to protect.
Yeah, I think so, too. Mm. I'm glad we're doing that as well. First-time caller line, you're on. Now let's, first-time caller line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, my name's Deborah.
Welcome, Deborah. Go ahead, hon.
Hi, Sylvia.
Yeah, hi, dear.
Hi, George.
Uh-huh.
I have a question about orbs. What do you think about orbs?
Orbs. When people see orbs, those round orbs, that usually means that you're seeing an angel.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, do you think somebody can get a picture of that on a digital camera?
Oh, yeah, they have. They've even shown it on the Montel show. In fact, the last Montel show I was on, they were showing orbs.
Really? My sister's house is full of them.
Yeah, well, then she's got a house full of angels.
Really?
That's a good thing.
Wow. Yeah, that was my question. I just, you know, she's taking pictures of this stuff. And it's not just orbs. There's other stuff, like foggy looking.
Yeah, foggy looking, and it'll be kind of sprinkly looking.
Do you believe in reincarnation, Sylvia?
Oh, absolutely. I think God's an equal opportunity employer. He just doesn't give us one chance to be an idiot.
I think you said once that I was from Atlantis.
You were.
How about you? How many times have you come back?
Oh, Lord, 54. Do you think I'd get it right?
54 times?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been?
I've been, strangely enough, I've been a psychic in a lot of my lives. I don't know what the problem was with that, but I've been in Kenya a lot of times. I've been American Indian. So have you, by the way. You've been an American Indian.
I have.
Yes.
Huh. Maybe I witnessed those thunderbirds, those huge birds.
Well,
that's
why
I'm obsessed
been,
with them.
You know, you're no slouch either. You've been here about 42 times.
Yeah, but is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, that's a great thing because people think, you know, if you've been here a lot of times, you're stupid. That's just the opposite. It just means you want to advance for God.
How many more times do we come back?
Well, there's so many people that I've found in my lectures that are pretty much on their last life, which also gives me kind of an indication that maybe things are over, because I never used to see that many people 50 years ago that were on their last life, but I go to lectures and everything and speak to people on the phone, and they say to me, Sylvia, I just know that this is the last time, and I know, too, that they're just not going to come back. They're just tired.